Your Majesty,
Genesis 12 verse 2. And I will make of thee a great nation, and I will bless thee and make thy name great, and thou shalt be a blessing. The subject is the blessing and the future. Want to understand the relationship between the blessing of God and the future of a person. It is confirmed abundantly throughout Scripture that the blessing of God is a major secret of the future of man. Two things you would like to note quickly. One, the availability of the blessing is the guarantee of the future. If the blessing is available, the future is guaranteed. That is, the future is possible and achievable if the blessing is available. You don't fear for your future if you are not lacking in the blessing. I will bless you. Verse 2 of where we just read, he said, I will make of thee a great nation, I will bless thee and make thy name great, and thou shalt be a blessing. That is because of what I am placing upon you. There is a future for you. Secondly, the blessing guarantees not just a future, but a colorful and an enviable future. The blessing guarantees not just a future, but a colorful and an enviable future. A future worth living for. A future worth waiting for. The blessing gives you a future, but not just a general future. It gives you an enviable future. It gives you a colorful future. A future that you can live for. A future worth living for. A future worth waiting for. We have examples in Scripture of people who got a future because of the blessing. Number one, Noah. God blessed Noah in Genesis chapter 9, verse 1 to verse 3, God blessed Noah and his sons. He said to them, be fruitful, multiply, replenish the earth. And the fear of you and the dread of you shall be upon every beast of the earth, and upon every fowl of the air, upon all that moveth upon the earth, and upon all the fishes of the sea. Into your hand they are delivered. As a result of this blessing, in verse 19, by only three sons of Noah, the whole earth was populated by three sons. Example number two, Abraham. We already saw Abraham. How the blessing gave Abraham a future. Genesis chapter 12, verse 1 to 5. We saw the call of Abraham, the blessing of Abraham. And Genesis chapter 24, verse 1. And Abraham was old and well stricken in age. And the Lord had blessed Abraham in all things. The blessing made Abraham to reach old age. He gave him a future. Not just a future that is enviable. A future that was enviable. Number three, Isaac. Genesis chapter 26, verse 1 to 3. There was famine in the land. Verse 12 to 14, Isaac sowed in the land. And by virtue of sowing in the land, the Lord blessed him. And in verse 16, he became mightier than the Philistines. And in verse 26, God took him to his Rehoboth. Isaac had a future because the blessing was upon him. Example number four, Jacob. Genesis chapter 31, verse 7 to 9. We saw Jacob saying to Laban's children, your father has deceived me. Change my wages 10 times. But God did not allow him to hurt me. If he said thus and so on and so forth, God just ensured that by the blessing, Jacob could not be cheated. He couldn't be defrauded. He couldn't be cheated out of his destiny. Example number five, Joseph. In Genesis 39, we saw how the blessing caused Joseph to prosper in the house of Laban. Verse 2 all the way to verse 5. The Lord was with Joseph. By virtue of the blessing, he was a prosperous man. And in verse 21, the Lord was with Joseph. And in chapter 41, verse 39, Joseph was made into the, verse 39 all the way to verse 42, he was made into the prime minister of Egypt by the blessing of God. Final example number 5 or 6, Job. Job chapter 1 verse 1 to 3. He was a man who was perfect, upright, feared God, eschewed evil. And the man, there were born unto him 7 sons, 3 daughters. His substance also was 7,000 sheep, 3,000 camels, 500 yoke of oxen, 500 she asses. Very great household, and the man was the greatest of all the men of the east. Verse 10, Satan was telling God, he said, have you not made a hedge about him? Have you not, and about his house, and about all that he has on every side? You have blessed the work of his hands, and his substance is increased in the land. Job had a future because the blessing was upon him. Beloved, it is confirmed beyond any trace of doubt that wherever the blessing of God is at work, the future is both guaranteed and great. Not just that you have a future, but you have a future that is great. And you are in a blessing Sunday this morning. I prophesy upon you, your future is guaranteed. It doesn't matter the kind of family you have come from. You are seated here this morning. By the blessing of the Lord with which I preach, your future is guaranteed. How does the blessing assist the future? How does the blessing relate with the future? The blessing and the future. Number one, the blessing brings preservation. When the blessing of God is upon you, you are kept alive to fulfill your purpose in God. Hear it again. When the blessing of God is upon your life, you are kept alive to fulfill the purpose of God for your life. The blessing keeps you alive to fulfill purpose and to occupy the future God has in mind for you. When the blessing of God is upon you, anybody who thinks he can kill you before your time is daydreaming, is in a nightmare. Blessed people are not wastable people. Isaiah chapter 65 verse 8. He said, thus saith the Lord, as the new wine is found in the cluster, and one saith, destroy it not, for a blessing is in it. So will I do. When the blessing is in it, it cannot be destroyed. When the blessing is on your life, you cannot be wasted. No killer, no occult man, no witch, no wizard, no ancestral curse, no generational curse, no conspiracy of human beings, no bitterness and envy and jealousy can make them kill you before your time. Somebody shout, I am too blessed to be wasted anyhow. Because wicked people are too many. Am I communicating? We live in a world where wicked people are too many. There are people angry that you are still alive. There are people angry that you are looking fine. There are people angry that you still have a smile on your face. They are wondering, despite everything we have done against this man, against this woman, why is she still there? Somebody shout, I am blessed. Tell three people around you, tell them you are too blessed to be wasted. Too blessed to be wasted. Just like that. Look at somebody and say, and you are here now. Tell somebody, say, you are here now to recharge the preservation battery. Take your seat. When God blessed Noah, Genesis chapter 9 verse 1, examples of those preserved by the blessing, Noah. Genesis chapter 9, God blessed Noah and his sons. Then in verse 2 he said, the fear of you, the dread of you, shall be on the beast of the field. What other people fear will fear you? By the blessing, because of what I am putting on you, what other people fear will fear you? What waste other people, you will waste it. Somebody shout power. Not everybody can be killed by ritual killers. Not everybody can be wasted by killers. No, no. Take your seat in the presence of the Lord. That's why the blessing is needed for you to reach your future. That blessing kept Noah and his sons alive. That blessing kept Abraham. You remember when the king of Gerar took Abraham's wife? Genesis chapter 20 verse 1 to verse 4. Abraham journeyed from thence towards the south country. dwelt between Kadesh and Shur, and sojourned in Gerar. And Abraham said of Sarah, his wife, she's my sister. And Abimelech, king of Gerar, took and sent her. But God came to Abimelech in the dream by night and said to him, behold, you are a dead man, because you have taken for the woman which thou hast taken, for she is a man's wife. You see, when the blessing is on you, God will visit people in their dreams because of you. It was God who appeared to Abimelech in person and said, the El Shaddai you have been hearing, see me. He said God came to him. He didn't say he sent an angel. He didn't say Abimelech had an encounter. God came to him. He has not injured Abraham yet. He only took his wife and God appeared. There are people, if you go near God, bury you. There are people I am speaking to here this morning. Those looking for you will see the visitation of God. Not exceeding today. Not exceeding today. Those looking for you will see the visitation of God. Shout the loudest. Amen. Take your seat in the presence of the Lord. Ay, 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 ay. How many of you know that Joseph would have been forgotten? If not that, he was the son of his father's love. And his father gave him a coat of many colors. And that coat of many colors was a blessing impartation. His brother said, the dreamer cometh. Let us kill him. Let us see how his dreams will come to pass. Do you remember? At times your own blood brothers can conspire against you. At times a man's worst enemies are members of his household. That small boy, when did he start? That small girl that was growing up in our eyes, now very, very popular. Why? But anybody talking like that is about to be buried. Except they repent. Except they repent. Except they repent. But Joseph was not killable. They put him in a pit. The Ishmaelites pulled him out. God will always send people to rescue you if the blessing is upon your life. And in Genesis chapter 39, verse 1, Joseph was brought to Egypt. Despite the plan to kill him, the plan couldn't work. And Potiphar, an officer of Pharaoh, captain of the guard, he bought him of the hands of the Ishmaelites. And the rest, they say, is history. Joseph fulfilled his destiny because the blessing was upon him. Another example was the example of Job. It was Satan himself who testified. In Job chapter 1 verse 10, he said to God, did you not make a hedge about Job, about his house, about all that he has on every side? You have blessed the work of his hands, and his substances increased in the land. That is, Satan acknowledged that there is something around Job that he could not penetrate. From this day forward, there will be a hedge around your life that forces of darkness will not be able to penetrate. Killers will not be able to penetrate. Occultic people will not be able to penetrate. Shout the loudest. Amen. Take yourself. That is why you need the blessing. How does the blessing connect the future? Number two, the blessing brings out potential. And potential is the vehicle to the future. When the blessing of God is upon you, anything you carry comes out. Genesis chapter 1, verse 28. And God blessed them. And God said, be fruitful, Be fruitful means bring out your fruit. Bring out your fruit. Bring out your content. And when you bring out your content, it will take you to greatness. Proverbs 18:16. A man's gift maketh room for him and bringeth him before great men. There are things inside you that you carry and you are not aware. The blessing of God brings them out. Joseph, I might call Joseph a prophet. He could dream, he could interpret dream with accuracy. So there was a prophetic on him. I can call Joseph an administrator, a financial economic expert. He administered food for 14 years in Egypt. So he was in the realm of financial expertise. He was in the realm of administrative expertise. He dreamt, he interpreted dreams. He was multi-gifted. The same with David. My own personal life, as I see my life proceed, I see diversities of things come out. The blessing of God, it brings what you carry out. And what you carry inside you will take you to your future. It will take you to the palace. It will take you to where you are needed. There are people seated here today. Inherent gift, talent and graces that have been bottled up inside you. Today, by the declaration of this word, they are coming out. Shout the loudest, amen. Take your seat. It was one of those gifts that took Joseph to his future. Genesis chapter 41, verse 14 to 15. When Pharaoh, head of Joseph, is sent for him. And he said, I hear you can interpret dreams. Long story made short. By that gift in the life of Joseph, his vision and his future was fulfilled. So shall yours be fulfilled. How does the blessing connect you to your future? Number three, the blessing brings fruitfulness, multiplication, and increase. Fruitfulness, multiplication, and increase. The blessing causes your effort to produce result. So that takes you to your future. The blessing ensures that you don't labor in vain. The blessing ensures that you don't arrive at an empty tomorrow. In Genesis chapter 1 verse 28, be fruitful, multiply. One of the greatest frustrations in life is labor in vain. Working without result. Effort without effect. Output without outcome. Impute without impact. Everybody can confirm that you are not lazy, and yet life is still not easy. It's an abomination. Am I communicating? The blessing, listen, don't forget this. The blessing ensures that your yesterday is not better than tomorrow. There are people whose yesterday was far better than tomorrow. Things kept on dropping until everything disappeared. It's an abomination. Yes, it should not be better than tomorrow. Because the path of the just is a shining light that shines more and more unto the perfect day. Everyone who has been laboring without reward, this service is your service. The end of labor without result has arrived. You shall not labor in vain. You shall not bring forth for trouble. Your yesterday cannot be better than your tomorrow. You cannot have an empty future.
Take your seat in the presence of the Lord.
You don't arrive at an empty future. It ensures that you arrive at a better future. It was a blessing of God in the lives of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob. He brought them exponential increase. Exponential. I may not go into detailed explanation, but I'll give you the scriptures. In Abraham, Genesis chapter 13, verse 2, and Genesis 21, 35. Because of the blessing of God upon Abraham. Genesis 13, 2, Genesis 24, 1, and Genesis 24, 35. Everything around Abraham was growing by the blessing. What of the life of Isaac? Genesis 26, verse 12, all the way to verse 14. Then Isaac sold in that land and received in the same year 100-fold, and the Lord blessed him. And the man waxed great and went forward and grew until he became very great. He just kept going forward. He had possessions by the blessing. Genesis chapter 30, verse 43. We see the life of Jacob. Everything increased around him by the blessing. Listen, if you didn't hear anything this morning, hear this. Your life shall not be empty. You shall not labor in vain. Your yesterday shall not be better than your tomorrow. In the name of Jesus. That was number 3. The blessing brings fruitfulness, multiplication, and increase. Number 4. The blessing brings favor. And favor is key to fulfilling divine purpose and taking your place in destiny. The blessing brings favor. Favor is key to fulfilling divine purpose and taking your place in destiny. In Psalm 5 verse 12, he said, "For thou, Lord, will bless the righteous with favor." You will bless the righteous with favor. You can't stop there. He will bless the righteous with favor. Genesis chapter 39 verse 2. The blessing of God gave Joseph favor. Verse 3. He gave him favor. Verse 21. He gave him favor. He showed him mercy. Gave him favor by the blessing. So the blessing gives you favor. And favor gives you opportunities for destiny fulfillment. Again, the blessing gives you favor. And favor gives you opportunities to fulfill your destiny. That was the favor of God in the life of Esther that took Esther to the palace. In Esther chapter 2 and in verse 15, favor took her to the palace. I am fully aware that I have seen unusual favor of God. Unusual favor. Personal life, ministerial life, destiny, by the blessing. And everybody sitting here this morning that you have battled with disfavor, with rejection, with closed doors. As I speak by this mantle, today is the end of it forever. Can you say amen like a believer? I said today is the end of it forever. Take your seat. Because something called the blessing is coming upon you. Finally, the blessing brings unstoppable progress. And listen to this. And when progress is sustained, The future is attained. When progress is sustained, destiny is attained. The future is attained. Unstoppable progress. How many of you know that Abraham's father was the first person to decide to go to the land of Canaan? Abraham's father, but he couldn't reach. Genesis chapter 11 verse 31. He couldn't reach. And Terah took Abraham, his son, and Lot, the son of Haran, his son's son, and Sarai, his daughter-in-law, his son Abraham's wife, and they went forth with them from the Chaldees to go into the land of Canaan, Terah and Abraham's father. And they came to Haran and dwelt there. Where was he going? Canaan. Where did he dwell? Haran. I'm reading verse 32. And the days of Terah were 205 years, and Terah died in Haran. He died without reaching where he was meant to reach. He was going to the land of Canaan. There are many people who died without fulfilling their destiny. Many didn't reach chapter 1 of what God had in mind for them before they left this world. But God came to Abraham. The next verse, chapter 12, verse 1. Say, get out of your father's country, house, to the place where I will show you, and I will bless you, and I will make your name great. And he released that blessing. And in verse 5, and Abraham took Sarah his wife, and Lot his brother's son, and all their substance that they had gotten, and the souls that they had gotten in Haran, and they went forth to go into the land of Canaan, and they stopped on the road. They stopped on the road. What happened? Into the land of Canaan they came. In other words, your father started the journey, but there was no blessing on him, so he couldn't finish the journey. I place the blessing on you to finish what your father could not finish. I place the blessing on you to reach what your father could not attain, so that what stopped your father cannot stop you. I prophesy to somebody here this morning, by the blessing of God with which I preach, what stopped your father cannot stop you. What stopped your mother cannot stop you. What stopped your brothers cannot stop you. Where other people could not reach in your family, you shall reach there. Listen to this. What we are doing by the grace of God at this level, by his mercies, and we are still on the road going. Nobody of our lineage, of our entire zone, ever dreamt of anything near this. Those who moved either got cut short before time or are alive without relevance. But by the blessing of the Lord, he said, you can go where others were stopped from going. I prophesy same upon you. Where nobody in your entire family, in your entire village, in your entire geopolitical zone, in your entire nation has not been before, that is where the blessing shall take you. Can you say amen like a believer? Can you say amen like a believer? Say amen like a believer. Help me shake the hands of three people around you. Tell them, you shall go where no other has been before you. You shall go where no other before you has been. You shall reach where they say nobody can reach. You shall cross the barriers of your father's house. boundaries of your family, the limitations of your ancestry. You shall cross those barriers. Somebody shout power. Give the Lord a 60-second shout of victory. 60-second shout of victory. Of victory. Of victory. Shall reach there. I said, you shall reach there. Give the Lord a praise and take your seat. Did you see that picture? Abraham's father started. I don't know what stopped him, but something he stopped and died. And the father said, and God said, boy, come. Let me drop something on you, so that you can level what resisted your father. So that you can fulfill your father's destiny in addition to your own. So that there shall be no loss. Where your father was meant to reach, he couldn't reach. You reach there. Plus where you were meant to reach yourself. Hey! You shall reach there. That is what I mean by unstoppable progress. The blessing makes you like a bulldozer without break. You are just in motion. Anything that wants to die should stop and stop you. Take your seat. Isaac was blessed. The Philistines wanted to stop him. At a junction, they said, leave us alone. You are more and mightier than we. Only you. You are bigger than all of us. That was what the king said. Then when the king turned his back, some other people went to block his way. He dug a well. They filled it. He resisted them. Dug another one. They filled it. They struggled for it. Genesis chapter 26. If you commence from verse 21 thereabout. He dug another well. They came and resisted. He kept on moving and moving until he arrived at Rehoboth in verse 26. And at that place, they couldn't resist no more. And he said, this is Rehoboth, the place of enlargement, the place of irresistible increase. After this morning, you will reach your Rehoboth. Can somebody say a louder amen? I don't know what the devil is struggling with you and trying to fight you about, but after this morning, the blessing of God on your life will assist you to collapse the fight. Take your seat in the presence of the Lord. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Is God speaking to anybody at all? Blessing. What is the way of the blessing? I've said all this to you. First of all, the blessing keeps you alive so you can reach where God wants. Because one thing the devil wants is to kill you before you reach your future. It keeps you alive, preserves, then brings out your potential, then gives you fruitfulness and increase, so you don't labor without reward. Then the blessing brings you favor, and favor takes you to where you are going, and then the blessing gives you unstoppable progress. How do you walk in the blessing? Number one, understand the place of the blessing in the life of a child of God. Understand the place of the blessing in the life of a child of God. Understand that there is nothing under heaven that takes the place of the blessing. Your academic prowess and intelligence can't give you near what the blessing can give you. Human connections, your physical fineness as a lady or as a man, nothing. The blessing is the secret of the Jews today. Apart from the blessing Abraham and Isaac and Jacob gave to the Jews, the parents of the Jews blessed their children continuously and their wives. Baruch Hashem Adonai. They blessed their children permanently. So today, the Jews is a Israel is a formidable nation on the earth. If there are 100 Nobel Prize winners in the world, 20 are Jews. 1/5. Jews have individuals that are Jews that are presidents of other countries, apart from Israel. They overflooded to other countries. Am I communicating? Please understand. There are those who brag, I know book, I can work hard. Doesn't take the place of the blessing. Please take your seat. America, as sophisticated as it is today, is a product of the blessing. Even though they are trying to shift away by legalizing a lot of anti-God things. In their currency, it is written, in God we trust. They are founded on God. God bless America is a song that they sing in their White House, memorable occasions. I can go on and on. The first dollar billionaire in the earth, in America, and then by extension, it's a blessing made billionaire. Somebody say amen. So you must value the blessing so that you understand that there is some. Where we are now is the product of the blessing. It's not human expertise or connection or. How many people can you give phone call and say, hello, we are constructing, can you send us money? That to be able to construct this car, even the roof alone. The blessing. The blessing of God, it maketh rich, addeth no sorrow. Somebody say amen. So you must understand the place of the blessing. Proverbs chapter 21 verse 16. It says, the man that wandereth out of the way of understanding, that man shall remain in the congregation of the dead. Psalm 49 verse 12. And then verse 20, he said, nevertheless, man being in honor abideth not. He is like a beast that perish. Verse 20, any man that is in honor and understandeth not is like the beasts that perish. Somebody say amen. Understand. If you look at Bishop David Oyedepo, Kenneth Copeland, Kenneth E. Hagin, Some of those giants of the faith, they are blessing-made people. Number two, understand and subscribe to the scriptural demands of the blessing. There are scriptural demands of the blessing. Yes, Jesus died to bring us the blessing. But there are demands to make what Jesus did for us on the cross of Calvary practical. There are demands. Deuteronomy chapter 28, verse 1 to 2. And it shall come to pass, if you shall hearken diligently to the voice of the Lord your God, to observe and to do all his commandments which I command thee this day, that the Lord your God will set you on high above all nations of the earth. And all these blessings shall come on you and overtake you, if you shall hearken unto the voice of the Lord your God. Hearken unto the voice. Find out. There are messages we have preached titled Secrets of the Blessing. One of them is Kingdom Service. You shall serve the Lord your God, and he shall bless your bread and your water. Another one is Upright Living. According to Psalm 24, verse 3 to 5. There are secrets in scripture. He said, Who shall ascend into the hill of the Lord, or who shall stand in his holy place? He that has clean hands and a pure heart, the person who has not lifted up his soul unto vanity, nor sworn deceitfully, he, that person, shall receive the blessing from the Lord with clean hands. To understand and subscribe to scriptural demands of the blessing. And then finally, connect with proven channels of the blessing. Proven channels. There are channels of the blessing that you can connect with, that can shift your life to the next level. And what are those channels? A, the poor. Psalm 41, verse 1 to 3. He said, blessed is he that considereth the poor. The Lord will deliver him in time of trouble. That considereth the poor. And Proverbs 19, 17. He that giveth to the poor lendeth to the Lord. Has pity on the poor, lendeth to the Lord. And that which he has given will he pay him again. The poor. The poor is a channel. Job was speaking in Job chapter 29, from verse 12 downward. He was eyes to the blind, and he delivered the poor that cried, and the fatherless, and him that has none to help him. The blessing of him that was ready to perish came on him. That is, somebody was just about to die. He rescued the person. And the person said, God bless you. God bless your children. God bless your generation. Very important. It's a channel. Every single month, for almost 20 years now or more, there is a budget for the less privileged in my resources. And I'll come to that shortly. The poor. Number two, parents. Parents. It's a source of your blessing. Ephesians chapter 6, verse 2 to 3. It said, start from verse 1. Children, obey your parents in the Lord, for this is right. Number two, honor your father and your mother, which is the first commandment with promise, that it may be well with you and thou may live long on the earth. How you relate with your father and your mother. It determines your welfare on the earth. My father blessed me from his heart. Continuously from the bottom of his heart in his life. I traveled home and I bring yam and bring this and bring this and bring that. He will ask me, he said, do you know so and so person? He will call the name of a notable minister of the gospel. He said, do you know so and so person? I say, yes. Have you heard of him? I say, yes. Okay. Where that one stopped, that is where you are starting. Yes. He started dealing with money from young age of 18. Brand new vehicles from when we were little children, like 6 years. But I will give him tiny bundle of money. He will receive it, value it, pocket it, and start declaring. The same with my mother. See, the witch that can bewitch you does not exist. When your mother and your father, you touch them, that is why I move with ruggedity. Physical mother, physical father's blessing is on me. Spiritual father's blessing is on me. Spiritual children's blessing is on me. Poor people I have helped are blessing me. Above all, Almighty God is blessing me. They have not born that devil. They haven't born that devil. They have not born that devil. One person was testified here the other day. She was using his money and wasting on prostitutes. He said, meanwhile, his mother was dying of hunger at home. Dying of hunger at home. Until God brought him here and delivered him. And now he began to send something to his mother. Don't be eating pepper soup and drinking mkwobian, ishewu, and all these things. And your mother is dying of hunger. You send 20,000, you think you have done anything. And that 20,000 is what you can eat at one sitting. You are toying with a blessing channel that you don't know how powerful it is. Not to talk of standing and confronting your father or mother. Exchange of word. No, it's an abomination. Not to talk of being a source of pain to your father or mother. That attracts curses without it being pronounced. Is God speaking to anybody here? God showed me these things very early. And I killed into this practice. And I can tell you, it works. Apoyedeko's life, blessing of parents. Daddy Gio's life, blessing of parents. His mother told him, if you call one person, 1,000 people will reply, will come. Blessing. Very important. Take your seat. Parents. And then number three, the priest or the prophet. Numbers chapter 6, verse 23 to 27. Speak unto Aaron and to his son, saying, on this wise you shall bless the children of Israel, saying unto them, the Lord bless thee and keep thee. The Lord make his face shine upon you and be gracious unto thee. The Lord lift up his countenance upon thee and give you peace. The priest is a custodian of the blessing. God told Abraham in Genesis chapter 12, verse 3, he said, whosoever blesses you, he said, I will bless them that bless thee and curse him that cursed thee. And in thee shall all families of the earth be blessed. When you make yourself available, value the priest God placed over your life, submit to instructions and carry them out, and express your value as often as it is possible. As often as it is possible, you attract blessings without them being pronounced. One of our young men, who is a son indeed, the practices that I practiced, he practices them verbatim. My practice is, every single thing that comes my way on a monthly basis forever, God has his part. The poor have their part. The parent have their part. And the priest has his part. Before I do any other thing forever. See, people look at things and they think things happen just by chance. This man practices such practice verbatim. Then they sent him a text message that they are, is it ritualists or hired killers or whatever they call themselves, and that they are looking for him. He communicated with them. And I said, Shakagalaga baratatas. I said, send that tongue to them. He said, how does he do it? I said, okay, I will type it. Shakabaratatas. S-H-J-A. Buragadadigilagayatatas. B-R-A-T. I typed it en masse. Sent it to him. I said, forward it to them. Let them read it and run mad. When he sent it to them, they called on the spot. They said, what is this? He asked me, what should I tell them? I said, tell them it is the incantations of your priest. Till tomorrow, they couldn't find him. They found their level. That is if they are alive now. One of the young men I pulled out in church one day. I said, look at you. I said, I'm seeing dryness. He said, everything is dry. Everything I've said is right. Prayed for him. He came to show me the other day. Everything has changed so much. And he came to show me a car he bought for 40 million. Now, not that he struggled to buy it. I am sure that he has excess of 10 times or 20 times that amount still. By a prophet, the Lord brought Israel out of Egypt. By a prophet was he. Somebody say amen. These are all principles. And finally, channels of the blessing, the poor, parents, the priest, the Lord, God Almighty himself. He is the mega channel. Bring all your tithes into the storehouse and prove me herewith, if I will not open the windows of heaven and pour you out a blessing. There are people who struggle with the tithe. We left the tithe level since. There are times where I have given 100%. As it came, the 100% went back to God. Verbatim. Not one sissy was taken out first. But he's struggling and say, oh, what is that? Fuck. What is kindergarten level? Somebody say amen. You submit yourself to God and subscribe to kingdom financial practices, and it stabilizes your life. Beloved, know the value of the blessing. A time will come, intelligence of intelligent people will fail them. Connections will fail. That man was a PhD holder. PhD microbiology. He's lecturing until he has reached the zenith of his lecturing. Chief lecturer in the polytechnic is like professor in the university. And he's head of department. Nowhere to go anymore. Stagnated. Until a prophetic push, boom, moved him to the next level. There is a limit to human strength. There is a limit to human connections. You may know people and yet not be known. But the blessing of God on your life cannot fail. It doesn't. It has no capacity to fail. Stands the test of time. But the good thing is you are here for that blessing this morning. And you are not living here the same. Can somebody say a louder amen? Will you stand up and shout the loudest amen? Take your seat 1 minute. And the reason is very clear. You didn't shout it very well. We are soon going to take the communion, and the Bible calls it the cup of the blessing. And anything that is a curse from your father's house, everything that has followed you from anywhere, this morning they shall be arrested. And you are ready for that blessing. Stand up with a shout of praise. A louder shout of praise. Loudmost shout of praise. Hallelujah. Somebody say amen. Somebody say amen. Somebody say a louder amen. In a prophetic atmosphere and a spiritual climate, anything is possible. Anything. Anything. And this morning, God will show it to you. In this season where things are scarce, there are people that things are still plentiful. The land may be dry, but it's not totally dry. You see, if you be willing and be obedient, you shall eat the fruit. Someone showed me a paper of contract on Friday. 6.5 billion. At the time. Oh yeah. Another one showed us 2 point something billion. I mean, just make up your mind that today is your day. By his mercies, I came here this morning fully loaded with that blessing of God. Are you ready to receive? Lift up your hands and give him the praise. Give him the praise. Give him the honor. Give him the adoration. Give him the worship.
You are the name above all names. Worthy of all praise. My heart will say how great is our God. How great is our God? How great is our God? Think with me, how great is our God? All is being how great our God.
Our God.
How great is our God?
Put your hands up.
Very quickly. Father, thank you for your word to me today. I know my life can never remain the same. Thank you for giving me your word. Open your mouth and speak to God right now. Thank him for his word to you today. Thank him, honor him, adore him for his word to you today. Father, we thank you. Father, we thank you. Father, we thank you. Father, we thank you. Shibagalaya hasoli galabaya. In the name of Jesus, lift your hands and ask, Father, the discipline to subscribe to the details of the blessing. I receive that discipline. Now, open your mouth and speak to God. The discipline. In the name of Jesus, this morning will be very, very heavy in the release of the blessing. But for multitudes here this morning, the first major need is to make sure that your life is right with God. Lift up your hands everywhere you are. That your life is right with God. You want to be forgiven your sins. You want Jesus to be Lord over your life. You want today to mark a new day for you. You want to go forward ever and backward never. You are tired of an addiction, bad lifestyle, Or you backslid and went into the world. You want to return back. Wherever you are, pray this prayer with me and say, Lord Jesus. Say it louder. Lord Jesus, I am a sinner in need of your help. Jesus, come into my life. Make me a new person. Today, I have decided to follow you, Jesus. No turning back. From today, forward ever, backward never. Thank you, Lord. In Jesus' name, amen. All those who pray that prayer, can I see your hand? Wave it, let's see. So many hands. On the galleries, you pray the prayer. Let's see your hands. Wave it, let's see. The Lord bless you. Let the hand remain up. I'm going to call you out very soon. Because I need to pray for you right in the front here. I prophesy upon you today. I ask that the hold of sin be broken off your life. And the grace to live for God be released upon you. I call it down. Place that hand on your forehead, those who pray that prayer. Again, all of you whose hands are on your forehead, I pray for you today that yoke is broken.